the first couple of things that a hunter needs to do is, one, if it's not their property that they're hunting, if they're hunting on a friend's or another landowner's property, they need to verify that they still have permission to be there. Sometimes those things change. We run into that every year where we check a hunter that thinks they're acting under the permission that they had received, and it's not still valid because things have changed within a family that owns a property or the landowners have changed. So that's the first most important thing that you need to do is verify you have permission where you're going to hunt. The other thing that you need to do is check your stands. A lot of people leave their stands up in the trees year round. Some of them have stands that they've built into the trees, which is great, but you still need to check those. Verify that they're safely secured in the tree. Replace any weathered or worn old straps. Make sure that you have your safety harness is in good shape that you're going to use when you're up in the tree. Make sure you diligently use it. Check and make sure you have all the proper permits, licenses, and stamps that you need to have with you, and make sure they're in your possession when you're going to go out. Some other safety things that I would recommend is have a buddy go with you or advise someone where you will be hunting. That way, if you don't return for some reason, they can give us a good idea of where to start looking for you, or they can go look for you, because things happen. Make sure you have a fully charged phone. And if you should be successful and your deer runs onto someone else's property, make sure that you have permission from that landowner to retrieve it.
And I guess the other great thing with IDNR is a lot of information is available online. And I know the agency's debuting the Hunt Illinois app and website. So basically what you just went over, I know all of that information is readily available at that location as well. So again, it's pretty easy to access a lot of this info in today's environment.
Absolutely. And if you have any issues or questions, you can contact your local conservation officer. You can either go to our website and locate the officer who's in your county, and their work cell phone number will be listed, or you can call your local state police district. That's who we run our radio traffic through, and they'll reach out to us and get us the message.